Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start simulcasting with syndicated radio broadcasts and living television color at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 7 minutes, 15 seconds. Damon Vickers coming up. We are live, Friday, the 5th day of February, 2010. Okay, Bungalow Bill's conservative wisdom blog alerted us to this morning. I went and looked it up, and it was true. It is being reported by TV and radio stations in Missouri that this is indeed going on. Obama's pick for his new governor's council is Myack Report Governor. Remember the Myack Report Governor, the first governor to get caught reissuing and rewriting a federal document that we were leaked early last year. I told folks it was really just a federal document, and of course later that came out and we got it and released it. People couldn't believe it, and then it was confirmed to be real. And I just called the FBI phone numbers up on it and said, is this your document? Obama picks Myack Report Governor to serve on Advisory Council for Defense and National Security Issues, Council of Governors. And what does the Internal Homeland Security document state? It tells you who the real enemy is of the government, the American people. Returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, returning vets who are gun owners, libertarians, Ron Paul, Bob Barr supporters, people with American flag stickers, don't tread on me stickers, get us out of the UN stickers, people that give out Aaron Russo's America Freedom to Fascism video. That's included with white supremacist material. Nothing about Jews or Germans or gypsies in there. It's made by a Jew. They don't care. They don't care. You don't talk bad about the Federal Reserve. You don't talk bad about the IRS. You don't talk bad about abortions. You sit down, you shut up, and you take it. And now this guy on the 10-member board, the president is taking over the states, taking over the internet, taking over everything. Doesn't care if the Senate won't pass his land-grabbing cap-and-trade bill. He just says he'll have the EPA do it, in-run around national sovereignty. And so to make it look like the governors in the states agree, he goes and picks 10 lapdogs, and we now have their names. One of them, Governor Nixon. And, of course, he's over the Homeland Security part. Of course he is. He understands the real threat. The American people. He's a good Bushoid, Obamaoid. It was less than a year ago, the Missouri Highway Patrol faxed the Alex Jones Show a copy of Jay Nixon's Modern Militia Movement Report, the Myack Report, issued by the Missouri governor, took Tea Party images and turned them into themes of domestic terrorism. If you're pro-life, a patriot, a believer in the Second Amendment and the Constitution, Jay Nixon's report claims you are the suspect of domestic terrorism. The report was soon followed by the Department of Homeland Security report with similar language. A few more states issued reports as well. I guess it was a job done well by Missouri governor. Barack Obama named Jay Nixon to his Advisory Council for Defense and National Security Issues. This was made possible thanks to an executive order Obama signed that was left over from Bush administration that forms a Council of Governors. Since Nixon has been a good Obama puppet, he earned some stripes in the Obama administration. The executive order gives the federal government more power over the state militia, your National Guard, and it continues. We'll talk about this some with Damon Vickers today as well, and what really happens with this council of Gruppenführers. Stay with us. Damon Vickers straight ahead. It is Friday, the 5th day of February.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. We are now 8 minutes into this second hour on this Friday edition. We've got a key article up at InfoWars.com titled Top 10 Problems with Assassinating American Citizens. The government says it can assassinate U.S. citizens. I remember 5 years ago seeing a Jerusalem Post article, then a UPI article, and then a Reuters story where Israel said that they would kill American citizens inside the U.S., and I thought that was pretty shocking. If they were connected to Al-Qaeda. Now our own government says, abroad or domestically, they will send in hit teams to kill whoever they want. No judge, no jury, no getting sent to Guantanamo Bay and tortured for 6, 7, 8 years and then put on a kangaroo trial. Now they'll just kill you. I want to get more into that coming up today and how it dovetails with this complete federal takeover of our society that's happening. Again, Obama has appointed this 10-member gubernatorial board. Bush started this, again, seamless integration with Homeland Security. We pointed out when we were leaked the MIAC report, we were leaked a California report and a Missouri report. For some reason, the Missouri report got all the attention. Then we were leaked the federal report, where Homeland Security and NORTHCOM are set up for the American people. We are seen as the enemy. We are the people that this is designed for. Because the foreign banks taking over our country know what they're doing is criminal. And we pointed out that the earlier version of that same coded MIAC report, the same code number, had been issued in April of 2008, before Obama even got into office. So it was Bush's people doing that. But the neocons picked it up and spun it. So this governor's council was started by Bush. Obama expanded it with an executive order, has now ceded it to, quote, work with the states to counter terrorism. And the governor that put out the first MIAC report, which is a mirror of the federal report, Governor Nixon is the head of that subsection of the governor's council for Homeland Security. And so we're going to be, again, breaking that down today. We have some excellent articles from last month that detail all this, but we now know who the governor's council is made up of. And again, we'll cover that next hour, exactly who these people are. Obama expands federal power over the states with executive order. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. We have another key report here from Prison Planet. Paul Joseph Watson, PDD 51, a new executive order. Give Obama dictator power. Last roadblocks to martial law, United States eliminated. And we have the cybersecurity boss, again, resigning last year, saying the Pentagon is taking over the web. And then we get the secret treaty that Obama is saying he's going to sign with the UN. This is official news as of 3 months ago, but it was only in a few newspapers, just massive import, but the average person doesn't even know, saying they do plan to ratchet down and shut down the web and make you have an ID to get on the web and track everything you're doing. China doesn't even make you have a web ID. They just filter and block most things with Microsoft technology that Bill Gates had put in there. Now, of course, it comes out with what we reported 5 years ago with our CIA source, Steele. Mr. Steele, we need to get him back on. And in that report that came out in the Washington Post on Wednesday, in fact, I've got it here in my stack, Google to enlist NSA to help it ward off cyber attacks. That's the spin. But 5 years ago, Google moved in with NASA at a research facility. They're putting in the control grids. Yahoo's involved. No one is involved as much as Microsoft in all of this as well. So we need to ask the question, as citizens, are we going to allow ourselves to become like China? Are we going to let this control grid be put in place to take over our society? That is a very important question to ask. And we'll be discussing it coming up in the next hour. Right now, we're joined by Damon Vickers of Nine Points Capital Partners. The website is www.nps. Again, that's www.npm.us. For some reason, I can't read that. www.npm.us. And, of course, he's a big pundit all over national television for major publications. Damon Vickers is one of the very few who has successfully navigated both bull and bear markets profitably over the last 25 years. His clients and investment partners have invested in a who's who of some of the best performing stocks of the last two decades. Companies like Cisco Systems, Starbucks Coffee, and Amazon.com, to name a few. Damon called the top of the equities market in 2000 and in 2008 during the worst market year since 1987. One of his funds had a 63% returns. It says Damon's trend following approach allows him to embrace both up and down markets equally. Damon's fluid investment style has resulted in him consistently being named one of the top money managers in the country. And again, he's with and heads up npm.us. I was having a dyslexic moment there. Damon, it's good to have you back on with us.
Hey, good to be with you as well, Alex. Good morning, good afternoon to everybody.
Where do you join us from today?
We're in the beautiful island of Kauai, out near Haina, and we've got a nice house here right on the ocean, and pretty nice day today.
Wish I was there. I've never gotten to go to Hawaii. I'm too busy here in the info bunker.
Oh, I know. Well, if you've been here about, I guess, 3 weeks ago, we could have hung out with Julia Roberts and her kids.
Really?
Just, She just bought the house next door.
Well, here, I'll name drop. Willie Nelson invited me, and he really did. He said, come out for a week and play dominoes and chess with him and Woody Harrelson in Maui. I think that's where he said.
Wow.
But unfortunately,
that would really be cool, Alan. That would be neat. That
yeah, but I'd be permanently stoned if I did that, though. I'd be forced to draw off the vaporizing hookah.
I know it. I could just imagine it. I know it. Yeah, I was sort of probably something we should talk about today, actually, at some point. All the push for medical marijuana just keep everybody all doped up. Yeah.
Now, you know, I may disagree with you on that because the government's pushing Ritalin, Prozac, all these really toxic things. I know people abuse marijuana, but I don't see marijuana as bad as alcohol. I guess you're against marijuana decriminalization?
No, I'm not. I don't think the government should probably actively preclude anybody from doing hardly anything. However, as a society, the medicating ourselves, whether it be through Paxil or Depakote or Aleve or smoking pot all day, it's just really the wrong direction, I think, not only for individuals but as a nation. And it dulls the mind, it dulls the senses, and it does not allow, I would argue, that excessive use of marijuana doesn't help a person really focus, really, and they're just kind of lazy and lethargic.
Now, I've seen a lot of zombie...
We've got a real problem with some non-motivation in this country as it is in most of the Western nations, and so I think medicating with Paxil, Depakote, Aleve, and increasingly marijuana, I don't think really, or alcohol, doesn't really do anything to help us.
Well, I agree with you, and I do know a lot of zombie potheads, but I also know a lot of people that smoke it sparingly who are, you know, great professionals. My issue is I don't want to pay to put them in prison, and I know the government and big banks have been caught controlling the drug trade and laundering the money for a long time.
Good. I definitely agree with that. You know, it's putting people in prison because they drink too much alcohol or too much pot or whatever other adventures they may find themselves doing, I don't think that makes any sense either. I agree with that.
All right, Damon, the reason we've got you on today is because you are a very successful financial trends forecaster and expert. We want to pick your brain, and we're going to go to break here in a moment. We've got a few minutes here, so I want to go ahead and throw this out. We're seeing reports where they're talking about bankruptcy for the United States is now certain. We've got George Soros basically calling a plunge in gold last week. We have central banks going in trying to prop up the dollar, drive down gold. Why? We have CNBC reporting market crash if U.S. policies continue. So we have all this volatility, stocks plunging yesterday. What is causing all of this, Damon Vickers?
Well, we've got a number of things going on. Critically, you know, we started this off talking about marijuana, but how does that relate to the whole picture here? You've got a lot of the world, Alex, the United States, Western Europe, Greece, Portugal, Spain, the U.K., the debt that is out there is just ginormous. And the ability to borrow money has delayed a lot of people pursuing jobs, let alone the 99 weeks of unemployment that people can now get under the Obama administration. So the issues right now are debt, a tremendous amount of debt in the planet, the lack of creation of jobs. It's looking like that in this latest downturn since 2007, we lost about 8.5 million jobs. This just came out from the Labor Department. The unemployment rate dipped a little bit today in the numbers that came out today, but it's still looking kind of dour. And a lot of those jobs, Alex, I don't think a lot of those jobs are ever going to come back. They're in industries that were overbuilt, like the construction industry, like the distribution of credit industry and the mortgage industry. I don't think those jobs are coming back for a long time, and I don't know what else those people can do. It has been hitting the gold market a little bit. However, the trend for gold is still up, even with this pullback. I know it's hard to endure, but it is. Should nations, we can talk about that, or whether or not that becomes a liquidation point to raise assets as a store of value, and that could happen. And really, it's the recovery of what? So really, it is about jobs. It is about jobs in the world and productivity and making Europeans and European nations on the planet productive people.
All right, stay there, Damon Vickers.
That's going to take a change in people's minds.
Stay there, got a break. He is the head of Nine Points Capital Partners. The website is nancypaulmary.us. pm.us, our site's infowars.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system. Wisdom being lost with time, the government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you.
Damon Vickers is our guest, a very, very successful trends forecaster, researcher. He heads up Nine Points Capital Partners. Okay, this is a short segment. Getting right back to you, Damon. You were getting into why the stock market's plunging, what's happening with gold, where you see this economy. They're already talking about another stimulus. The jobless numbers are exploding. We have Pennsylvania on the verge of bankruptcy, California. They're now talking about raiding pension funds, taking people's pensions and the government managing it. I mean, this does not look pretty.
No, it doesn't. But I mean, it comes back to productivity and the United States being a going concern. You opened up the show at the beginning and talking about, well, the United States bankrupt. Well, yeah, we're bankrupt. The United States has been bankrupt for years. You may draw some comfort, though, I suppose, that it's not just us, that it's also the United Kingdom, it's Greece, it's Portugal, it's Spain, it's a lot of Western Europe as well. When we went off currencies actually representing anything and we fired up the printing presses, we have just printed and printed and printed and printed more money and more money and more money. And the planet as a whole has all bought into this game of he who has the most monopoly money wins. And that, whether it's 10 million or 50 million or 100 million, and we're all striving to accumulate more of these, quote, dollars or euros or whatever it is. And they represent nothing. Our values are off. Our relationship to debt has been a very huge problem. And it's enabled, like the pot, Paxil, Depakote, and Aleve, the debt has also medicated us, not unlike the way those things have medicated us, and given us the false sense of prosperity and the illusion that everything is okay when things are really not okay. And so, you know, we talk about the bankruptcy of the United States as being a bad thing. Maybe the ultimate bankruptcy of the United States is the best thing that could possibly happen, and perhaps we should hasten its arrival and build from there.
But, Damon, isn't the key to this, though, if we have a bankruptcy and the same systems are then continued after that, the big central banks and the players at the top are going to get even more control and power and continue using the central banks to give themselves insider knowledge and unlimited funding?
Well, they're funding of what, Alex? I mean, they're controlling of what? Worthless currencies. They're playing the same game that everybody else is.
But haven't they already pre-positioned themselves with the fiat currency when it still had value to buy real assets?
What value do the real assets really have if you can't exchange it to anything? What would be the real asset that you would think that they would own that would have so much value that gives them an advantage over you? What?
Large defense contractors.
They take over the global monetary system and then they basically enslave us. We're already there.
I agree.
I don't know what their victory is.
They want the carbon tax. They've said, yes, we run you. Yes, it's world government. Yes, the bankers rule you and you're now going to pay us carbon taxes. But that's failing.
Yeah, that is come unglued too as well. Well, there's a lot of debt out there. The job growth is the problem. I think it's, you know, you and I were going back and forth and, you know, about, you know, on jobs and it's hard to get a lot of the world productive. It's hard to get people to be productive. You know, it seems often in most organizations that we need to put $5 of effort and of money into a person to even get a dollar of output. And I would say that that's the case of a lot of workers, particularly in the United States.
So you're saying the industrialized world is a bunch of TV watching couch potatoes,
yes,
who just want everything for free. And I agree, it's not just the corrupt elite that have facilitated this. It is the sloth like zombies that have played right into their hands. And now the elite are going to use the sloth zombies to rob the middle class.
I don't know. I don't know that there's much value there either, Alex. Most of the middle class all leverage themselves up to the eyeballs. They're pretty much wiped out. The smarter people, the people that have always had money, they didn't go into much debt. They pay cash for things.
I don't have any debt.
Well, there you go. All of us can't be as rich as you, Alex.
I'm not that rich. I mean, I tried to be a good steward to run my operation, but I mean, I just don't really go into debt, except for maybe a house. And
hey, you see, that's your personality. Your personality. I mean, what I get from you and the brief time that we've known one another is that you're really about focusing soberly and clearly at it.
Well, stay there. Let's come back and talk about.
You're willing to look at them.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Okay, Damon Vickers is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, and he was getting into some points about what he thinks my mindset is or my focus when we had to go to break. Finish up, Damon, and then I've got a bunch of questions for you and a whole bunch of Twitter questions that have come in as well. Go ahead.
No, my comment about you, which I'm no one to make comments about you, I mean, but it seems that that you are someone who looks at things very soberly, and you accept the good news, the bad news, the freckles, the wars, the whatever, but you don't delude yourself, which is uncommon, and good to see it. I'm glad you're on the radio.
Well, we've got you here, and we appreciate your valuable time away from your family to really discuss where this is going, because I see all these big central bankers saying we're in danger of another collapse, a bigger collapse. Currencies worldwide are going down overall, and the joblessness is increasing. I mean, we keep talking about that, but how do you see this unfolding? I mean, what preparations are you making in all of your billions in portfolios out there to protect your investors?
Well, one thing we've been doing is been lightening up. In recent weeks, we've been lightening up and lessening our commitments to the market. If we roll over and we start headed down, we're going to start shorting the market. And we'll start shorting. We've got a number of issues that look like they're setting up. I'll be watching how they close today on the close on a Friday. If they close weak on some of them, I may go out on the day short a number of issues. However, the trend may still be up, so I'm not gonna try to have too much of a bias one way or the other. I mean, yes, I do believe that the job creation is critical to our economic future and health and viability of the stock market and the economy, and I understand the relationship between job growth and innovation and
technology. But most of the new jobs are government. Most of the new jobs are government.
A lot of the new jobs, that's right. Job growth, consistently there has been job growth in the government, and that is the growing tumor that we see overtaking the whole economy of bureaucracy and control and all of those things. So if we do start rolling down, we will go short. And yes, in, you know, 2008, a year that was pretty apocalyptic, we had a fund that went up 63%. Our hedge funds did pretty good. That was nice. And in the last bear market, in 2000 to 2003, we also made a lot of money from those declines. I don't really have this love for bull markets versus bear markets. I really want what the market wants. And actually, in bear markets, we make more money than bull markets because the markets fall faster than they rise because of fear. What it will inevitably mean is that we're the holder of all these assets. We'll have to see. The gold, you know, people have been looking for a safe haven in gold. It's an area that we've been involved in. I think you really have to watch that roughly $1,000 level for gold. I think it's very probable that we are going to hit it. And it doesn't matter whether we hit it. The question is whether or not we really break through it and broach through it. But it's not uncommon when you break out, which is what gold did when it broke through 1,000 and ran up to 1,225 an ounce, I think, intraday, to come back and test or tap on the other side. It happens almost all the time. So I think really probably for those investors that don't own gold already, that as we pull back on top of this $1,000, that may be an area that you may want to seek to get involved if you haven't already gotten involved.
Okay.
And that would be a place where you kind of monitor your position. But ultimately, if the you-know-what hits the fan, you probably wouldn't be a bad idea to own some gold. But you need to do it well and to own it well. And also be prepared to let it go, too. If you're proven wrong, you're going to have to pull the plug. You don't want to be owning it as it breaks through 1,000, 900, 800, 700, and you're losing money, but you still have your belief, but you're losing money. So you've got to say to take a shot at it, but also be willing to take it off.
All right. Shifting gears in a big way. I wouldn't call you a globalist, a New World Order person, but you do run in those circles. You are one of the people who will be honest on the air and admit it's a world government, a new world order. But I see their swine flu hoax imploding as a hoax, admittedly a hoax now. The EU admits it's a hoax. We had the head of that commission on just a few days ago, Wolfgang Wodarg. We have their carbon tax hoax literally imploding on every front. New scandals dwarfing climate gate on a daily basis. We have the big central banks in trouble, caught giving themselves the bailout money. That's falling apart. We have the globalization and big government being ridiculed at every level. So what do you see the elite doing? Because you're right to say we're already in a banking dictatorship. Our Congress has admitted, you know, many congressmen and women, that the big banks run the country. But as the real power structure is identified more and more, just historically and trending forward into the future, what if you were, you know, one of the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers or one of these big controllers, what would you be doing, or what are you hearing they're planning to do?
I don't know. I mean, I don't hear plans. You mentioned about the swine flu, and yeah, I mean that's last I heard was that they wanted to do injections for a second time. I don't know. My sense is that the global population issue is a real problem. And my sense is that we probably need some limits on that. So that may be an area that there's some involvement in.
There you go. See, I was going to do a friendly economic interview because you can bring us a lot to the table, and you know, I don't think you're a bad guy. I mean, you bring up the big hot button issue yourself. You're saying the globalists are involved in population reduction, if I take what you say correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong, and that it is a problem for the economy. I mean, we've aborted 50 million of our workforce in the last 35 years in the U.S., so we brought in 50 million foreigners. I mean,
We brought in the 50 million farmers as foreigners, Alex, because we were unwilling to do the work that they're so willing to do. We don't want to actually work. You see, the hard focusing and the willing to soberly look at issues and see things squarely as they are, that's the work that you do. That's the work that I do. But for most Americans, they're too busy taking Paxil, Depakote, Viagra, Advil, and smoking pot all day and medicating themselves with debt to look at what the real issues are.
And they only care about the Super Bowl.
So they go down to Home Depot and they get some Mexicans, or they have Italian restaurants, Mexicans, because the Americans are too good to do any work. We're too good for that. We're too good to work hard, apparently.
Well, there is something to what you say, but I see a lot of really hardworking Americans who aren't the lazy Americans who are caught in the middle.
You're pandering to your audience, Alex.
No, I mean, I know a lot of people working two, three jobs.
They're working two or three jobs because they've put together a lifestyle that's unsupportable with mortgage payments that are too high. And now they're trying to support something that's unsupportable. The United States system, as it is unsupportable. And there is not enough debt in the world to keep this beast rolling. As for the population issue, yes, global population probably does need some regulation. The truth is, we should be regulating it ourselves. It is not right for people, for men, to quote unquote procreate and produce 15 to 28 children like they do in Asia.
Yeah, but the average birth's about 4 children in the world. But Damon,
we've got population issues. We've got agriculture issues. We've got health issues. Somebody in some central has to exert some degree of control for a world that is basically in chaos and on the verge of collapse because of our delusion.
Well, see, Damon, here we are, because we've had two rambunctious interviews with each other. The first interview, I wasn't too hard on you. We just basically argued with each other the last interview. And I've got you here because I really want to understand the establishment view. And I think it's safe to say you're a member of the establishment. I mean, how much money has your fund managed over the years?
Yeah, that's private information.
But it's a lot.
It's probably a couple of dollars.
Yeah. The point is that you do run in these circles, and every time I am around someone of your caliber, it is the same thing, whether it's at a cocktail party or at the state house or anywhere. It's the same story. They come over and they say, Alex, there are too many people, whether you like it or not. They're a bunch of lazy slobs. There's a disdain for the public.
No, I don't have a disdain for the public. I have a disdain for the mindset of most people. We need a rebirth, a renewal, an evolution, really. Forget about a renewal. We need to evolve.
Okay.
Mentally. The whole world needs to like click into gear and begin to perceive things differently than they currently do.
All right, well, let me say this and then get your take. Look, I have disdain for people who are in debt and who their kids are on drugs and can't read and write. And that's a lot of yuppies, not just poor people, who worship the Super Bowl and buy lottery tickets. But I know a lot of
that's
good people.
To do, Alex. You just okay. You just okay. Good. Good. That's brave going after the sports folk. Good for you. Okay, I'll go with that. Disdain. I think we should have compassion for them because they're enslaved.
But I mean, let me finish the statement. But just because people are like children, the media, the culture has been geared for that, and I see the CPS, I see the government, I see the secret Homeland Security reports, where their main enemy is the hardworking rural and local business person and the producers. And so I do see red-blooded middle America who are keeping this country afloat being fed on by the elites and by the slob general public. Now, that's a different view, I think, than your overall view, though, because when I said there are a lot of really hardworking good people out there, you just said, oh, come on, you're pandering. I mean, what are you getting at?
When you start talking about America, I do a lot of interviews, and when I start talking like that, then what the host will usually do is start defending his audience, which is the general public, and do that one. Look, you do have people out there that are producers. You do have people that are hardworking. okay? I mean, I'm on vacation right now, but I'm doing this interview. I mean, I'm looking at the ocean. I could be out on the beach right now, but I'm still working. I'm still working with you.
Sure.
Okay. So there are people out there, not that it's me, but there are people out there that are hardworking. Here's the problem. The problem is that there's fewer and fewer of them, and that you've got less and less, quote, producers. You're a producer. I'm a producer. There are people that do run good businesses out there and do run good qualities. Look at Apple Computer. I think they're doing a great job. Innovative, good technology, beating the pants off of Microsoft. I mean, Microsoft is sub-basement compared to some of the stuff that Apple's doing. I mean, obviously. But there's fewer and fewer of them. And at the same time, government is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the government is exerting more and more, as you, the control and wanting to take more and more from the producers to a point that it's almost that you're almost disincentivized to do any production whatsoever.
Exactly. And when I look at the ultra elites and their policy reports and what they're doing, they're taking our normal bad traits and force feeding them like a cancer. They want us slovenly. They want us dependent. They want us weak. And so that's my issue. I mean, you're somebody with kind of an elitist or what you call a reality-based perspective.
No, I don't know. I kind of reject that, Alex. I mean, I don't really get that. I mean, if you're talking about any of these people, I think there's the desire, I think, to positively influence global change. And when we saw pictures in recent weeks of Haiti, our initial response on the Haiti issue is, you know, oh, my God, look at the poor, suffering Haiti people. Haiti has been suffering for decades. Their population has grown 50% in the last decade. They're pushing 10 million. They eat mud pies on the street. Soon they'll be pushing 15 million and 20 million. And if we push it far enough out, and the Haitians are going to be eating each other. And so it's not just Haiti. Haiti could potentially be a lot of what the world looks like. The United States does not feed itself. We're net importers of food, like Haiti. The United States does not fuel itself. We are net importers of fuel.
Well, Argentina is a good parallel to the U.S.
Okay. Well, we need to be self-supporting and self-sustaining and have structures of.
But that's the issue. When you read what the globalists say, they point out a lot of things you're pointing out, but then all their policies are to make us more dependent.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where I see that. I think most people probably would like to be dependent. Most people are followers. They're not leaders. Any way you shape it out, 80% of the people are going to do next to nothing. 20% of the people are going to do most of the production in any economy. And most people don't think for themselves, and most people just generally are too lazy to think for themselves.
Well, bottom line, where do you see the world in 10 years? I mean, it doesn't look good any way you slice it.
Well, the debt issue is a real problem. The lack of productivity is a real problem. Our focus is a real problem. You know, we need to put money in. We need to overhaul the educational system. I mean, radically, like right away. This is something Obama needs to be doing. We need to slow down, reverse the growth of government, not only in the United States, but also in the Western nations.
Well, that's not happening. Instead, they're going the opposite direction. So where are we going then with these guys piloting things?
You're saying they're piloting things. I think it's also the general population, really. We're going to need probably some type of a collapse, I would say, to bring about global change. Because people don't really, we need an evolution of people's minds. We need people's minds to evolve and to change what their priorities are.
And so the right crisis will bring in the New World Order, Damon?
Yes. I would say in all likelihood a crisis probably would bring in a New World Order. I would hope that New World Order is a change for the good, because clearly what we have in place right now is not working. None of it is working. The systems are not working globally. So you may need the disintegration of the present system before you build a new one.
But this was a New World Order. Globalization has accelerated all the problems.
Well, you don't go back. I mean, globalization is not going to go back. maybe inevitably the place that we get to is that we really are one world, that nations do become more like states. And we do have, what we dissolve is the need to war with one another.
Why are the globalists? Why are the globalists overrunning Europe and North America with the third world populations? I mean, they could clearly control that, but they're not. They want to overrun because then those populations will vote to rob and fully enslave the final producers.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, why is the third world running towards the Western world? They do it because of jobs. You know, Mexico comes to the United States so that they can export money back to to Mexico and to Colombia and whatever else. The people migrate from the Chinese hinterland to Shanghai so that they can send money back to their agrarian.
But the third world is so absolutely horrible.
I don't believe that's orchestrated by any. A conspiring world power.
Hell, the illegal aliens are above the law where I live. They don't even have to have driver's license. They can drunk drive. I mean, the system gives them a red carpet.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Damon Vickers, website nancypaulmary.us, our site's infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure and check out the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com if you want to get more informed on what's going on. Well, I mean, there's no doubt the currencies are going down worldwide. There's no doubt that we're going into a worldwide sustained depression. There is no doubt that government is just pressing the accelerator of growth. And so, again, I go back.
Of their growth.
Of their growth. So where is it going? I mean, what will a dollar collapse look like, or how do you see this whole currency situation shaking out?
Yeah, well, it's not happening right now. I mean, because what you're seeing is, Portugal. We've had problems with Portugal. I think the last I heard was to insure $10 million of their debt, because they tried to sell some debt this last week. The price to insure that $10 million was $219,000 just to insure the debt. That's pretty rich. So what's happening is because Western Europe, Portugal, Greece, Spain, UK, because these places are really coming unglued first, you're seeing a flight to quality. If the U.S. dollar is such a thing, but you got to imagine a ship is sinking, right? And the rats will climb to higher decks on the ship, and so it is with markets. So we have the currency thing is, in fact, unfolding on a global basis, but we're getting this temporary lift in dollars because global investors and global, holders of currencies don't know where quite to put their money. So we've seen this lift in the U.S. dollar.
So when does the ship go down?
When does the ship go down? I think I'm not sure when it happens. I can tell you that when it does happen, it'll happen pretty quick. It'll happen like an overnight.
What is the crow's nest that will have hundreds of rats piled on it as it goes down into the North Atlantic?
What a great imagery, Alex. The crow's nest. What are you talking about? What do you mean, crow's nest?
That's the area up on the main mast where the lookout, and it's the last part of the ship to go under. So you've got rats. Famous historians wrote about ships going under and rats going up and perching on the top of the mast as it goes under.
It's probably hard assets, inevitably.
Gold, real estate, things like
now,
that.
Real estate's inflated. It wouldn't be real estate because real estate is inflated by all the excess dollars.
But at least it's something that's got something real is what I meant.
No, but it inevitably, unless it's farmland or something like that, and really there won't be much demand for that. No, real estate is going to be going down for years.
So what is it? Gold? I mean, gold. Period. What else? What else is hard?
I guess just commodities. But even if it really really got bad, you'd have to temper the rise in gold with the fact that some holders would be selling gold because they would have nothing else to sell. Right? If your currency is worth nothing.
So you have a depression in the real economy, so it doesn't matter if you're the crow's nest because you're still going under.
Yeah, in an all-out, total global collapse, a deflationary collapse, there likely would be few places to hide. And we've for years and decades, they've said that what you needed to be was be in stocks because stocks kept the level of inflation. We've had the currency go down, 97% over the last 30, 40 years, and yet the stock market has gone up, so it's kind of a delusion, really, that people are facing. Look, whatever the trends are, we're going to follow them, whether the trend for the market is up or the trend for the markets are down, we're going to seek to capitalize on them. If the markets continue to roll over, we will increasingly get short, like we did in 2008.
But for the general public, you see even more storms ahead.
I think the underlying trends are pretty strong. I think you got to really be alert and keep listening.
Hold on.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.